Thunder Bay, together, the Anishinaabeg Nation and Thunder Bay District Health Unit, TBDHU, launched Linda Banning and Line Soramiki's new book, Migizi and Jinny's Important Journey, Nish Migizi Bimaseven, on Wednesday. This story takes place on the traditional territory of Fort William First Nation and Anishinaabeg Nation. It follows the journey of a bald eagle and a golden eagle who venture off on a four-day journey to find out why little animals in the land of Ninabijo are getting sick. Migizi is the bald eagle and represents Linda and Anishinaabeg Nation. Jinyu is the golden eagle and represents myself and the Thunder Bay District Health Unit. It represents the partnership that we've had together, said Line Soramaki, co-author and public health nurse with TBDHU. You'll hear about Migizi and Jinny's important journey that takes place on Anemki Wajiwi, the land in Ninabijo, Soramaki added. Linda Banning, co-author and FASD regional program worker with Anishinaabeg Nation, said she and Line have been working together for 15 years. We have gathered a lot of stories and had some interesting experiences and what I like to call magical work together, experiences. We thought that after all of these years and all of the work that we had done, it was time for us to come up with a resource that would help other people carry on the work. That was the reasoning for starting it, but it took a life of its own. It just went to a direction that we hadn't really anticipated. We had started out writing something that ended up being geared to our children, Banning said. The book is intended for intermediate readers in grades 4 to 7, but anyone can enjoy it, Soramaki said. The book had several contributors, including elders who helped approve the story, First Nations and community groups that provided the backdrop to the story and inspired the fictional characters, and individuals who helped review and provide input during the writing process. The book is available online.